Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Back with you for a Saturday morning. It is Pregame Daily with Kevin and Chris. Getting you set for the Braves and Dodgers. It's game two of their three-game series coming up a little bit later on tonight. And Chris, before we talk about tonight, let's talk about last night. It was a perfect night all around, except for what happened on the scoreboard. Braves fall to the Dodgers 4-1. Nice ceremony for Freddie Freeman before the game. He gets his World Series ring. I don't know how in the world he got through that game last night with tears in his eyes during his first couple of at-bats, but a great ovation from 42,000 plus in the building. You and I were there as soon as we got done the pregame show, and it was not a lot of dry eyes in the building as he addressed the crowd at Truist Park last night.
Yeah, and I hope it was cathartic, and I hope that was, you know, I told you in the pregame, you know, psych 101, he had a lot of stuff sitting in his belly, man. He had a lot of things in his belly. And, you know, I hope he got him out last night during the pregame press conference on the field, taking BP, signing autographs, the ovation from the crowd, getting a chance to see a couple of players up close in person, actually on the field itself. And look, you and I think we're very much in the same camp. I think the thanks Freddie for everything was the way that we were hoping it was going to go. I think that's certainly what was exhibited last night. But for the last few months, since all of this stuff started, really, Freddie Freeman might not have been sure how it was going to go. And I think now that he knows that whatever this faction of people who don't like him, go kick rocks, you're not here, you could have been, I think those people now are going to be sort of drowned out by what it is he heard last night. I hope now he just enjoys playing baseball again. I don't want the Dodgers to beat the Braves. I don't want him to be happy the next couple of nights because of that. But I hope there was something that sort of got out of him in the entirety of the evening last night, from the beginning to the end, that now it's just about sort of as much as it can be, because last night I'm still not sure this is going to happen, about being a member of the Dodgers, trying to win a division, and who knows, maybe having these two teams meet up in October again.
Yeah, you're right. And the ovation, it was lengthy. Ian Anderson had to stand out there on the mound for a while. He knew it was coming, but I think that's still tough as a, 24-year-old to know yep. how to, you know, keep yourself ready to go during something like that. And it seemed like, I'm not saying the ovation affected him. I think the lineup more than anything affected him. But, you know, three batters into the ballgame, Anderson finds himself down 1-0. And I don't know about you. I thought about this last night. I don't think I've seen a pitching coach come out to a mound as quickly as Rick Kranitz did. Three batters and 12 pitches into a ball game just seemed like he really wanted to settle down his young righty last yeah. night.
Yeah, you know, you could say, well, how could he slow it down? It was going slow enough as it was, but it's a different type of slowdown. I think it's a regroup. I think it's a moment. Freddie had his moment around home plate. Now Ian needs a moment to actually get himself back in the game. Two wasn't really bad considering how the whole inning had started. But the Braves, no offense last night. And we said it going in. If Urias is a six-loss guy, then I don't know anything about baseball. Because, you know, that guy with his 2.56 ERA coming in, all he did was lower his. All the Dodgers starters who came into the night with a 2.6 ERA completely as a starting group, they lowered that ERA as well. That when he is on, and they're going to have to lean on him a little bit more because the Dodgers, I was talking about it this morning on air, the Dodgers staff, the pitching staff, needs an exorcism. Hudson last night, everything that's gone on with this staff. I mean, look, they spend a lot of money. They're supposed to be a first-place team. But if you lined up what's happened, starting with, you know, the idiot Trevor Bauer and everything else that's happened, this staff has been decimated, except you wouldn't know it if you look at their record and what the ERAs are.
Yeah, I'm with you. That was hard to watch too with Daniel Hudson last night going down the way he did. That's a season-ending ACL injury, according to Dave Roberts, and you never want to see anything like that. I mean, that was how he even walked off the field last night. I mean, that's just pure adrenaline. You mentioned Andrew Haney. The Braves were supposed to see him tonight. Yep. He goes on the IL dealing with left shoulder inflammation. So Mitch White gets the nod tonight in game two. They're also down Caleb Ferguson. Oh, by the way, Mookie Betts is hurt. Walker Buehler's on the IL, Dustin May still coming back from Tommy John, Blake Treinen hurt as well. They're just, I mean, it's the walking wounded when it comes to the pitching staff there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you wouldn't think the Dodgers would have to do something possibly at the break, you know, up to the trade deadline, but they might. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to look. We said the Braves, the acquisitions, and what might happen this year in terms of getting reinforcements as guys get unhurt. Well, the Dodgers are hoping some of that happens as well, because if not, you know, their group that had spent the money to come in and certainly loaded for bear and playing still very good baseball, they might have to do something in the arms department at the trade deadline to ensure that they get their best shot or whatever that might be into October. As we say, that's a them thing and at times a them problem, although the record is, it hasn't been as problematic as I think it should have been on paper. The real story to me, again, was that damn Trey Turner, because he's like a comic book villain. He's an arch enemy of this team in this town.
And the Braves finally got him out. They did get him out. They punched him out in the sixth inning, and they got him to ground. They got him out twice last night. He singled and scored a run in the first, reached on a base hit in the second, and then homered in the fifth. 17 career homers against the Atlanta Braves for Trey Turner. So this guy has been a thorn in Atlanta's side year in and year out. Of course, we saw him all those years with the Washington Nationals. But, man, I sort of joked with our buddy Mark Bowman last night when they punched him out there in the sixth. I said, do you think Colin McHugh asked for the ball there? It's the first time they've got him out, I think, ever in his career. Sure. But, yeah, he was right there. And for a lineup that has Freddie Freeman and Max Muncy and Taylor and Turner and Bellinger, it's always Trey Turner that seems to find a way to hurt the Braves every time they face this guy.
No doubt. Yeah, we said a pregame, and lo and behold, look, there were certain things. You don't talk them into existence. They just are. Trey Turner is going to find a way to make the Braves' life a little bit miserable at some point, and sometimes more than that. Max Fried on the mound tonight, you know, beating up Cincinnati. It's a little bit like what happened when the Braves played the Lessers and they won. Beating up Cincinnati is not necessarily a great feat or trick. But coming into Atlanta, while the Dodgers don't really have anything to prove, I think there was a little bit of that. Can they keep it going? Well, four was enough last night, because the Braves offense was the one that got stymied by the Dodgers.
Yeah, Arias was really good. Their bullpen did the rest. Kimbrel looked sharp in the ninth. He has not been great for Los Angeles here lately, but you wouldn't know it by watching him in that ninth there last night. So Max Fried gets the ball tonight. If there was ever a guy you want on the mound to try to get you back and get you a chance to win a ball game, it is certainly Max. And any of that narrative, well, he's facing his hometown team. Thankfully, we've gotten that long behind us. This will be an eighth career start against Los Angeles. So obviously he has a pretty good game plan, a pretty good idea of how he wants to attack this lineup here tonight.
Mets do win because that damn Francisco Lindor, he wanted to, you know, do Francisco Lindor type things, picking up 56 RBIs so far this season. Buck Showalter, I don't want to get into it, but Buck Showalter actually challenged a play last night. I saw it. I read about it. I still didn't even understand it. But one of the things we talked about is Buck Showalter could be a difference. I don't know even how many managers would actually challenge it, because I don't know what the challenge was based upon. He wins, big hit after that. Mets win. Braves now five games back to start as the Mets continue their series against the Marlins. You lose a game in the standings on top of everything else. I don't know if you saw just one other quick thing about the Phillies. Did you see the game, the highlight last night of that one?
I saw them make it very interesting in the ninth inning. I saw them load the bases, and it was an interesting scene. It was Nola versus Nola. They had the entire Nola family in the building in San Diego last night.
Yeah, people kind of think because Aaron's been doing this a while that he's the older brother. He's not. Austin Nola's about 3+ years older. Right. Last year, Aaron Nola strikes him out. So you know what Austin Nola got for Christmas, of course?
A baseball?
He gave him the baseball. He said, here, I want you to have this. So I don't know what's going to happen, because it was a big hit. Only time in baseball history, confirmed by Elias, that a brother got a hit off a brother in a 1-0 game. Base hit RBI, because that's what Austin Nola did last night. So I don't think he's going to get that baseball. He might see it on Christmas Day. He might tell his old, younger brother to eat it. But yeah. I think he's going to end up taking it back to the house, not necessarily giving it to Aaron. But it was just interesting to see how the Phillies lost last night in a 1-0 game. So the Braves don't have the Phillies make up a game on them. More baseball to talk about. You and I will get together tonight. Fox in the building tonight. I think they're going to treat it like, while they certainly have press conferences and other moments, they're going to try to play the Freddie angle as much as anything. Tomorrow, ESPN will do the same thing. You know what I believe. Donsell and Strider. Strider is the most interesting guy in that game tomorrow night. We'll talk about that over the next couple of days. But you and I will get together tonight for the pre-pregame show, the pregame show, the Ford leadoff show locally here in Atlanta. You can stream it. You can app it. The 680 The Fan app, 680thefan.com if you want to. Hear the broadcast, Braves broadcast. Thank you very much, Braves Country, for participating and being around with us. Don't forget, though, you could actually hear the Braves broadcast now on the stream and certainly on the website as we move forward. Want to thank Hooters for being a part as well. If you want to watch a Braves game, if you want to watch a Mets game, put them on side by side. That's fine. UFC fight, they've got it. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, you want to watch it, they got it. UFC fights, boxing, it's all there. If they're playing it, soccer from across the world, you can watch that at Hooters as well. If you ask, they will put it on. Newer restaurants, bigger TVs, everything done. Great service, cold beer, great wings, everything that you've come to expect from Hooters. We thank them for being a part of it. Kevin, you and I will actually now see game two. We'll get everybody ready for that. And we'll certainly get ready for the national coverage that will come over the next two nights. Kevin and I will get together tonight and then do this again tomorrow morning right here on the Braves Daily Podcast.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.